Good morning, friends. Well, the story that we listen to from the Bible today tells us about when Jesus was born. And usually we hear about that story when the weather's a little bit colder outside, don't we? Well, we're still here at the North Castle, and it's super cold. At least we're pretending it's super cold in here. So let's do something that might normally be done during the winter, and let's do a little ice fishing. I don't really like ice fishing, but I do like a little bit of drama. So I'm going to do something a little bit different. Instead of fishing for ice cubes today, I have frozen some gummy bears into these little cubes of ice. And we're going to pretend, I don't know how well you can see them, but you can see the little red blob in there. It's actually a gummy bear. We're going to pretend that these are our little knights. And our poor little knights are frozen in blocks of ice, and we're going to rescue them from the frozen moat outside the North Castle. So I've got some ice water here that I've actually had sitting in the freezer while Pastor Stacy was talking to us. And this really works best when your water is super, super cold. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and dump these ice cubes in here. And I'm going to stick our little guys in here. Actually, I'm going to cut some string first. So as you're trying this at home, if you do want to try this at home, I encourage you to try some different types of string. I've got yarn here, but you might try some thread. You might try roving cord. You might try string that you use to tie up a roast or a turkey if you've got that at home. But do try the different kinds of string that you've got in your home. And record what your observations are. So I'm dropping our poor little frozen knights into the moat here. And as I drop the string in here, yeah, nothing's happening. We need a little bit of help to rescue our frozen knights. So what I'm going to do is I've got some table salt in this container here, and I'm going to lay this string right over our frozen knights. And I'm going to put some salt over the string, like that. And try different amounts of salt too, friends, because that'll make a difference too. And record what your observations are. So what's happening scientifically is water freezes at 32 degrees Fahrenheit or 0 degrees Celsius. And when we put salt on it, we're actually changing the melting point of salt pretty drastically. And so as I've put the salt on top of our frozen knights, it is melting the top layer of those ice cubes. But because the ice cubes are basically a little block of ice, they're going to refreeze again. And if we've waited the right amount of time and done this correctly, we might be able to lift. Oh. Sorry, dude, you're dying. But we were able to rescue one frozen knight. Yay! So we'll get and some ice cubes along with them, too. But the other guy's gonna die, so sorry. So, friends, when it's cold outside, we do tend to think of Christmas. Christmas brings peace to my heart because I know that Jesus is coming. God sent his son to show us how to live and to be agents for peace. And I hope you'll try this at home and think about that as you're doing that this week. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.